As Darren was telling us earlier, there's an Irishman in the lead of world cycling's biggest race, the Tour de France. He's Ben Healy, 24 years old, originally from close to Birmingham with Irish grandparents and here since he was 18. He's the first Irishman to wear the race's famous yellow jersey for race leader since Stephen Roach in 1987, who went on to win the race overall. Ben has another 11 stages to go. Here's Padraig O'Linnard and Pádraig O'Quinn on TG Cahir on the final moments of yesterday's stage and Ben's reaction to wearing the yellow jersey.
Big Ben Healy, so get the wheel off me for that.
Chapeau.
Ben Healy, look me for that. Didn't hear the word. On Lady Gochto Shaft, come back. On Gansy Bui, or Hole, Eirelik.
Yeah, I mean, it's some pretty crazy footsteps to follow, isn't it? And I'm just super proud to represent Ireland and wear the yellow jersey for them. And hopefully I can do it some justice.
On Gansy Bui, let's talk to regular RTE cycling expert and once a very familiar voice on very early mornings on RTE Radio 1, PJ Nolan, former president of Cycling Ireland and professional cycling team owner. Morning, PJ. Good to talk to you.
Morning, Evan.
Tell us all about Ben. Not a familiar name to many people here yet, but on top of the world today.
Well, yeah, he has been spectacular since he's come on the scene. Back in 2019, I think 2019 or 2020, it was the first time I seen him. He went to Knockaderry in Limerick. Liam Collins was running the national championships down there. And at the start, he took off with Nicholas Roach, who many people know, Nicholas 11th in the Tour de France and second on a stage in the Tour de France, and a guy called Darnell Moore, who was national champion as well. And these are really, really good bike riders. And Ben Healy destroyed them, and he won by 3 minutes. And people were just scratching their heads going, that's impossible. This tiny little guy who turned up and just demolished these guys. And ever since then, he's been doing that. Like, outside of cycling, people may not have heard that much about him. But last year, he was third in one of the biggest races in the world called Liège-Bastogne-Liège. And that's 260 kilometers long. He almost won a medal in the Olympic Games. Himself and Ryan Mullen did a brilliant ride in the Olympic Games. He was the last rider to get dropped by the eventual winner, Remco Evenepoel. So that's the kind of swashbuckling fellow he is. He just absolutely went for it. And they did a fantastic team effort for only two of them. And the last time up Montmartre, Evenepoel, who is absolutely wunderkind in cycling terms, got away and he finished 10th in the end. He was also 7th in the World Championships last year. And it seems to me that every time the race goes over 200, 250 kilometres, that's when he appears to really, really get going himself. He's almost freakish because he doesn't slow down. Other people get tired, but this young man is just unbelievable. And he's only 5'7", 5'8". He's only 60-odd kilos. And he looks like a little hedgehog on the bike. And the thing about that is, I don't mean that in a disparaging way. What I mean is there's no shelter behind him.
Yes.
You can't get shelter in a break, so he crucifies everybody.
You've met him, Peter. What's he like?
A lovely lad. Absolutely lovely lad. Very quiet. He seems to be a funny chap. I only met him once now when he was down there winning that national championships. But he seems to be, he's very meticulous about what he does. The other day when he won the stage, he went off and he got special aero socks and he got special tires, and he has a particular formula for himself. Cyclists now, funny, don't pump their tires very hard. They actually leave them a bit soft. So it's a new thing. He's an absolute genius aerodynamically. And that is the big thing in cycling now, where the average speeds in races are going so high because of the aerodynamic influence that's come along.
Tell us more about his Irish connections.
Well, his grandparents on his mother's side, one was from Cork and the other was, I don't know where the other one's from, but he's been coming over here since he was a kid racing. And obviously none of the professional cyclists are Irish, whether they're born here or not, spend any time nearly at all in Ireland. They're all racing on the continent the whole time, 120 days a year. But he's a popular lad. He seems to be very well thought of. But I would say to be in a breakaway with him, he's a complete nightmare because he's unbelievably aggressive. Like, he was seventh in the World Championships again last year. So he's well able. It seems to be he gets into his groove after about 200 kilometres. He probably he's going to have a hard time taking the jersey the whole way to Paris. But people would have said that about Stephen Roach as well. But there's a new phenomenon in world cycling now, and it's in the form of a Slovenian called Tadej Pogacar. And he's the fellow who's second overall. And Pogacar is doing numbers that nobody ever thought possible. So he's off the Richter scale. But you never know.
Good luck to him. Let's hope he can do it. PJ, good to speak to you. PJ Nolan speaking to us this morning, former president of Cycling Ireland. It's now 28 minutes past 8.